You're listening to the Righteous Babe Podcast, the show that gives you the inspiration and practical tools you need to create a life-changing journaling practice. You may have kept a diary as a kid, but this is the grown woman's guide to journaling. I'm your host, Javacia Harris Bowser, and each week I'll offer you uplifting conversation and thought-provoking prompts to help you write your way to the best version of yourself. Let's do this. What's up, Journal Babes? It's your girl, Javacia, aka The Righteous Babe. And of course, that's righteous spelled W-R-I-T-E-O-U-S, because when you're a writer, you get to make up words. Today, we are going to talk about the hero's journey. Now, if you know what the hero's journey is, it might bring back bad memories from an English class that you didn't like. But don't worry, today we're not going to make you write an essay. We instead will be talking about how you can use journaling to help you be the hero of your own story. And if you don't know what the hero's journey is, that's okay. Today we have with us Dr. John Drimmer, who is the creator of the Hero's Journey Interactive, and he's going to help us understand what the hero's journey is. So welcome, welcome.
Thank you. Lovely to be here. righteous, right on righteousness.
Yes. So thank you so much for being here on the show. So for folks who don't know what the hero's journey is, can you briefly explain it to us?
Sure. You know, I'm going to explain it to you, but you know it like the back of your hand. The hero's journey has been with us for thousands of years. It was only identified and named the hero's journey by a scholar, a mythologist named Joseph Campbell, about 60 or 70 years ago. He studied myths and legends from around the world, from every culture and across time. And he found that in all of those legends and myths, they contained a universal template. They were telling the same story of an ordinary, which he named the hero's journey. And it's a story of an ordinary person who's living a kind of regular life. And here's a call to do something and serve a higher purpose. And then crosses a bridge into the wilderness, encounters friends and allies, enters a cave, slays a monster. It's a universal story of how each and every one of us can answer the call to be more than we're allowing ourselves to be. Mm-hmm. And so you can see it in all those myths and legends. And in fact, today you can see it embodied in all of the most famous movies of our time, which are our contemporary legends, right? Such as, in fact, Star Wars. Mm-hmm. George Lucas attributed the power of Star Wars to the hero's journey, which he used as a template. And you can see it in Harry Potter and in Hunger Games, The Wizard of Oz, and on and on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those of you who've been listening to the podcast for a while know that I was an English teacher for 10 years. And when I talked about the hero's journey in my classroom, I would always use The Lion King to help explain it, because that's another great example. Sure. Like Dr. Drimmer said, you do know this like the back of your hand. You may not call it the hero's journey. You may not know all of the steps and the way it's labeled, the way they have been labeled by Joseph Campbell. But you know it like the back of your hand. So, Dr. Drimmer, can you tell us a little bit more about your background and tell us a little bit more about this platform that you created called the Hero's Journey Interactive?
Sure. Well, my background is I originally started life as a documentary filmmaker. I was a producer at 60 Minutes in New York. And I was always interested in psychology and the human spirit. And I suppose as a young man, I didn't feel I knew enough to be a psychologist. So instead, I became a documentary filmmaker. And what a documentary filmmaker does is injects themselves into the lives of somebody who is in the middle of well, invariably a hero's journey in the middle of trying to change something about the world or about themselves. And after doing that for quite a while, I decided, okay, I've done enough of it. Actually, what I decided was I was making these films and not having enough contact with the people who were consuming them. So I wanted to become a psychologist because I wanted to have more one-to-one contact over time with the people I was, you know, with people. Mm-hmm. So I became a psychologist. And, you know, there are many kinds of people who work as therapists. And they have different philosophies about how to help people change. And one of the big issues among therapists that they don't often share with the public, but it's something they worry about, is you'll hear them say, well, I've been working with her for 5 years, and she's made terrific changes and understood things and revealed herself in all kinds of important ways in my office. But I don't know that she's able to do it in her life.
Right.
And so I'm the sort of person who's very concerned about both, about how to help people change internally, but also translate it into the world. And so I began asking myself, how can I really support that part of this work? You know, the life change part. Mm-hmm. And I came to the hero's journey. Now, the other part of the hero's journey that I didn't mention is the hero's journey, since it's a template for change, quite a few people have thought about how can we use this to work with our own lives, not just to entertain people. I mean, because the real reason human beings have been telling the story over and over was as a way to embolden, support, reassure, strengthen their sisters and brothers. And so I began working with the hero's journey with my clients. And because I was a filmmaker and I'm very interested in meditation and how to move people deeply, I began to create what the hero's journey is it's a series of interactive, immersive journeys that you go on. It's sort of like watching an interactive movie, mm-hmm, that guides you through the stages of the hero's journey. And because it leads you into a meditative state, you're deeply open and relaxed. And in that state, you're more open to the process of change. And it then helps you understand yourself, and using journaling, it prompts you to see and then embody solutions to make change in your life.
Right, exactly. And so we'll talk a little bit more about sort of the journaling that you do, the meditation that you mentioned as well, because that's something that we've talked about here on the podcast before, how meditation and journaling can kind of go hand in hand. Before we get to that, though, I wanted to ask you to kind of address some criticism that people have had of the hero's journey archetype. So, first of all, there's been criticism that a lot of times when the hero's journey archetype is used in a story, it's stories that are very male-focused. But also, the bigger criticism that I've seen in the educator community, at least, is that the hero's journey archetype focuses more on the individual instead of community. And so I'll read a quote to you from one educator. She wrote, "Because of its singular focus on the development of the individual, the hero's journey does nothing to help our students progress toward the goal of becoming well-educated, critical thinkers, and thoughtful citizens of a democracy." So basically, the hero's journey making us selfish. That's what she's saying here. So what do you think about that? I mean, I would venture to say that obviously you don't think that the hero's journey makes us selfish. So how do you think becoming the hero of your own story, because I know that's a quote that Joseph Campbell used. It's a quote that I know you use on your platform. How do you think becoming the hero of your own story also helps us better our communities?
Well, thank you for the opportunity to answer that, because I dare say it's very important to me. I believe that all deep calls ultimately are about, all deep calls lead you to learning something that enables you to serve others. Mm-hmm. I believe that this is not about making money or about killing a dragon and becoming king. It's about awakening something deep inside yourself that then enables you to pass it on and to serve others and benefit the community. You know, ultimately, what the hero's journey is about how can I make my life more meaningful? Mm-hmm. And the source of all meaning for people is living for something bigger than ourselves. And for some people, it's their children. For other people, it's social justice.
Okay. Period. Yeah, I completely agree with that. So I'm going to share with you guys a resource available to you, and then we are going to delve into the role that journaling can play in your hero's journey. The Righteous Bay Podcast is a production of C. Jane Wright, a website and community for women who write and create, founded by me, Javacia Harris Bowser. Through courses, coaching, community, and virtual events, C. Jane Wright empowers and equips women to use their writing skills and their stories to make money and make a difference. We'd love for you to check out our free Facebook group so you can see what we're all about. Just head over to Facebook, search for C. Jane Wright Network, and come join us. I look forward to chatting with you in the group. So, Dr. Drimmer, how do you feel journaling can help us on our hero's journey? What role does journaling play in all of this?
There are two ways to answer that question. Journaling is a fundamental part of Hero's Journey Interactive because, as everyone who's listening to the show knows, journaling is a way to go deep, mm-hmm. to go deep and to explore. Go into the cave, right? Mm-hmm. And so anybody who does the Hero's Journey Interactive is going to find themselves called on to journal in a way that's rare and unusual because you're in a deeply relaxed, almost like a waking dream. And in that place, we call on you to journal about some of the things that have happened to you. So on mm-hmm. that level, that's a unique way to journal, not like anything I've seen before. Mm-hmm. The other way people can use, if people don't want to do the Hero's Journey Interactive, the way they can use the Hero's Journey as part of their journaling process is they can journal. They can use each of the hero's journey, the classical form of the hero's journey has 12, it gets broken down into sometimes 18, sometimes 12 steps. And there are steps that you're going to recognize as soon as I tell you them. And you can use each of these steps as a journaling prompt. And they're wonderful calls for our own development and process. So for instance, the first step in all hero's journeys is the call. It means, what am I being called to do? So that would be the prompt. What am I being called to do? And call is not a clarion call like trumpets from the heavens. And maybe some people have those, but not me. Sometimes a call comes like, imagine you're in your bed in the middle of the night and you hear you think maybe you're hearing a little tap on the door from the other room. Mm-hmm. You're not sure. Sometimes that's the way calls start. And we have to learn to listen very carefully. And sometimes honestly, they come that dimly because we've built up, walls of fiberglass padding to keep ourselves from hearing them. Mm-hmm. So that would be the first prompt. I'm sorry, I may be going on too long. I'm just going to give you two more prompts and I'll be quicker. The next prompt would be, in the hero's journey, you hear a call, and then usually there would be, in the hero's journey, the individual always starts as an ordinary person. Mm-hmm. You know, we're all ordinary people. This is not about Marvel heroes. This is about regular people. Regular people arising to a call to become and help and be more than they mm-hmm. are. And we all do that in our lives many times. And in my experience, people don't recognize what the hero's journeys they have lived through in their life. But to get back to the prompts. So the next step after hearing a call is crossing a bridge. Mm-hmm. If you want to imagine it, you could imagine it's the bridge from the little village, the little safe village, into the wilderness. And so a prompt would be, what is my bridge?
That's good.
It's really exciting. How do I start?
Yeah, I like that.
And then the next thing that happens in all heroes' journeys is when you get up the gumption and you cross the bridge, and you know what happens then? There's usually, in these old myths and legends, there's like a three-headed dog on the other side of the bridge.
Yes. So what's your three-headed dog?
What?
So your next prompt is, what's your three-headed dog, right?
That's right. What's my three? But here's the thing about the three-headed dog. The three-headed dog isn't going to growl at you and like, rah, and say, turn around. The three-headed dog is going to look at you and say, and maybe the three-headed dog looks like a beautiful, beautiful, wise person, and look at you and say, do you really think this is a good idea? Mm-hmm. You may be about to really, really screw up your life, and you're going to fail. I suggest you head back into that nice village, back to your humdrum life. So what's my three-headed dog? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's that inner critic, that imposter syndrome. I just did an episode about that a couple of weeks ago, so. So, yeah.
Yep, that's what it is.
Absolutely.
Yep. And then they go on. What is my dragon?
Right.
What do I need to do to slay my dragon? What's mm-hmm. at stake if I don't slay my dragon?
Exactly. Yeah, I highly recommend. So if you're not familiar with the hero's journey, but you are intrigued from this conversation, I would recommend either doing Hero's Journey Interactive, or if you want to just start out, you know, just journaling on your own, just Google Hero's Journey, see what these steps are. And like Dr. Dremmer's just done, you can take each of those steps and turn it into a journaling prompt. Now, you mentioned the importance of kind of getting into a meditative state. And so meditation is a part of the program too. And why do you feel like it's important that we do get into that meditative state before we kind of journal about our hero's journey?
Well, I'm really interested in creating transformative experiences. Mm-hmm. And we go through the world using our frontal, our prefrontal cortex, right? And that's the part of us that's analyzing and judging and measuring and sometimes thinking things to death. And so what I wanted to do, what I wanted to do was create an experience that would enable people to loosen up. Mm-hmm. We learn best when we're not thinking the hardest, mm-hmm. right? When we're fluid, when we're in a plastic, more flexible state. And I'm very interested in altered states. Mm-hmm. Meditation is an altered state. Trance, which some people call hypnosis, is an altered state. And one of the things we've strived to do with Hero's Journey Interactive is to guide all of our travelers into a waking dream. Mm-hmm. A waking dream in which you can see and feel things that might not be accessible to you, you know, as you're motoring through life.
So I did have the opportunity to do one of the modules in Hero's Journey Interactive, and I'll be totally honest with you. So I, going into it, did not think it was going to do anything for me. Just being totally honest, because I'm so familiar with the Hero's Journey. I taught it for 10 years. So I thought I would just be like, okay. But it actually was very, very powerful. And even from the beginning, so even before the journey starts, you ask certain questions that really stuck out to me, and I found myself immediately writing in my journal. So one of the questions you asked was, what is missing? Another you asked is, what's been shipwrecked or cast aside? And then another one was, what is untapped? So I just wanted to bring those three questions up for the listeners so that y'all can kind of jot those down in your journal too and think about them. Now, something else that was really interesting to me with the program, the platform, is that you use images a lot. So folks are, if you're going through it, you are directed to pick out certain images related to different things. Like one is like your childhood dream. One is like what you're going to do next. And I'm a word person, obviously, so at first I was kind of like, images? Why aren't we doing words? I want to do words. But those images really ended up speaking to me. So two in particular, there was this one image. It was kind of like
I love this. I love this part. I love talking to people about the images.
Yes. Keep so going. There's this one image of, it was like a woman of a sculpture, and there were there are cracks, but from the cracks you see this light, and that one really, really stood out to me. Like, I'm still thinking about that image because, so like I said, obviously I'm a word person. Every year I pick a word for the year. My word for this year is elevate, and that was another thing I noticed, that a lot of images that I picked, people were kind of floating or flying, so it kind of tied to that. But with this word of elevate, so earlier this year I hosted a journaling and meditation workshop, because I too see the link between journaling and meditation. And during that workshop, the woman who led us through a guided meditation, and I did a podcast episode with her, so if you want to go back and listen to it, do that. But she kept saying during the meditation, be light, be light. And I took that to mean two different things. One, I need to illuminate the spaces that I'm in, but also that I need to be lighter, as in I need to cast off the things that are weighing me down, right? So I started thinking about all of that from looking at this image of this woman, of this sculpture, because with those cracks and we see the light that's within her, it reminded me that, yes, I need to be light, and the light is within me. And so that all the things that I need in order to elevate both myself, but also my community, all of those things are within me. But in order for me to get to them, I've got to be my authentic self. So another picture that really stood out to me was this image of kind of like this jokester with all these different masks. And so I started thinking about all the different masks that we wear And so that made me start thinking about the importance of being my authentic self. So everything I need to elevate myself, my life, my community is within me, but I got to be my authentic self to get to it. Now, y'all, I got all that from two little pictures. Can you believe that?
I believe it. You know, the reason I use pictures instead of words is because words limit, you know, not the way you're using them. You're using words in a really expansive way. But the way most people use words is they often limit the experience. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, they put it into a little compartment. And I've chosen these images that are used in Heroes Journey Interactive very carefully. So they expand people. And one of the fascinating experiences I've had as a clinician working with people who've done Heroes Journey Interactive and talking about their images with them is sometimes I've been seeing people for 5 years. I know them really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
And in looking at the images and asking them to go more deeply into the images, and what do you see in it and what do you feel in it? And often I've felt like I was closer to them than I'd ever been.
I love that. So if you have been journaling about your story for a while and you feel like you're ready to share it with other people, I want to tell you about a workshop I have coming up that will help you do just that. Are people constantly telling you, girl, you need to write a book about your life, but you're super intimidated by the idea of writing a whole book? I have just what you need to get started. On Sunday, August 20th at 4 p.m. Central Time, I'm hosting a free virtual workshop designed to help you jumpstart your memoir with personal essays. If you think about it, a memoir is just a collection of personal essays. So I'm going to teach you how to write one. To sign up, head to cjanewrightbeham.com/workshop. Each week here on the Righteous Babe podcast, I give you a prompt, and this week is no different. This week's prompt, you kind of already got part of it. Dr. German kind of mentioned part of it earlier, but I'm going to add on it a little bit. So the prompt is, what are you being called to do next? And what is holding you back from answering this call? So again, what are you being called to do next? And what is holding you back from answering this call? Now, Dr. Drimmer, what advice would you give to someone who's struggling with this prompt, either because they have no idea what they're being called to do, or they feel like they're being called to do so many things that they can't decide what to do next? Because, you know, we can do anything, but we can't do everything, right? So what advice would you give to someone struggling with this prompt?
So the first question is, tell me again.
If they are struggling with the prompt because they have no idea what they're being called to do.
Well, listen more carefully.
Okay.
Everybody has calls.
Mm-hmm.
It's just we've decided they're not reasonable or feasible or within our reach.
That's good.
Listen more carefully and don't edit things out because you think they're not practical.
That's good. And now what if you feel like you're being called to do so many things and you're struggling with deciding what you should do first?
Well, one of the big obstacles I see people running into is they choose something they're not sure.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't start.
Right.
And I honestly, yeah, and they don't start. And the internet doesn't help that, because then we spend time on the internet trying to figure out what we really should be doing. And right. The answer is not on the internet, because, and so what I tell people to do is just start.
Yes.
You don't even have to understand it clearly. Just start.
Yes, I love that. I always tell people, because the community, my CJ and Wright community, my community of women writers that I work with, people, a lot of people have this problem. You know, what do I do first? What do I do next? And I always tell them exactly what you just said, just start. And another thing I tell them is clarity comes from action. So a lot of times we think we're going to get clear on what we're supposed to be doing by just sitting there thinking about it. And that's not going to be enough. Like, we need to like you said, just start. Just pick something and just start. And that action is going to give you more clarity.
Yeah, you and I are totally in tune about that. The other thing I want to add, and this is something I like very much about the hero's journey, is the hero's journey, in a way, honors fear.
Mm.
Fear is a part of every hero's journey. Yeah. It's a part of everything new or different or outside of our, you know, normal way of operating. It's always going to happen.
Yeah.
And it's part of it, and it's okay.
Yes. Fear is okay. Feel the fear and do it anyway. Fear is not a sign that you're doing something bad. It's just a sign you're doing something bold. So.
Well put. And that's why we need mentors and allies, because mm-hmm. they help us with that.
Absolutely. So if people want to learn more about Heroes Journey Interactive, where should they go?
They should go to our website, which is heroesjourneyinteractive.com. By the way, there's no apostrophe in heroes. It's H-E-R-O-S. And we have a special discount for your listeners.
Yes, we do. So if you are interested in this, so again, head to heroesjourneyinteractive.com. And you can use the code JAVACIA40. So my first name, J-A-V-A-C-I-A, and the number 40. To get a little discount. All right. So thank you so much, Dr. Drimmer, for being here. This is great. Thank you so much.
It's been wonderful. I had a great time.
And per usual, hit me up on social. Let me know how your journaling journey is going. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter X, or whatever it's called, at Righteous Babe. And again, let me know how your journaling journey is going, and let me know if you are beginning to feel like the hero of your story. That's it for this week's episode of the Righteous Babe podcast. Remember, you have the power to write your way through anything and to the life of your dreams. Happy journaling.